Everyone, it's Gabriel. It is Thursday morning, May 8th, 2025, and I'm going for a bit of a walk. I apologize in advance. This walk will probably be a bit more rambly and maybe a little less focused. I have just a bit of the sniffles. And so that's also going to be a pain to filter out. But things are going well. I'm in the low 410s. Weighed in at 412 again today. I'm really trying to break below that number. I really would be like to be in the very low 400s and really get below it as soon as possible. But unfortunately, what I've had to learn this entire time is patience. And I'm not really a patient person. I want the instant gratification. I want feedback that things are working. My own inability to cope with uncertainty makes me very impatient. And so, I don't know. Things have been going better. At least I've been feeling better. Although, it has been very difficult trying to break below these 410s. And, I don't know. I'm not entirely shocked. Things have been difficult, but I've been withstanding. Right now, I'm on this morning walk to try to really get the benefit of better sleep tonight, because I know the more bright lights you get earlier in the day, the better. Though, I mean, it's pretty cloudy out this morning, so maybe this is not as effective as I would like. And I guess that's really the root of the issue. I really wish there was a set of things I could do in a single day that would fix sleep, and so then I could, like, move on to the next issue. But what I've been learning throughout this process is that many problems can't be fixed in a single day. And it's this long battle of attrition. And I can definitely say it sometimes I find it a lot more challenging than others. And that's where I think the patience has to be for myself, for the process, and for the rewards. And I will say, I struggle with having enough patience for every one of those components. I have made a bit of a change lately that I think has had me, let's just say, better equipped to deal with all this. Because for a while, I tried out this app. It's called Habits. It's on the F-Droid store if you're one of those people using alternative Android systems, such as Graphene OS. And honestly, I thought it was really cool and helpful. But the problem is that it's all well and good for a productivity app to help you track things. But if it ends up stressing you out, is it really helping you? And that was kind of the problem I was facing. Because I put down in the app all the things I would like to do on a given day. And I thought this would be great. I thought it would help me, you know, stay on task and really accomplish everything I want in a day. But the problem seems to be is that, at least for my current situation, I really don't have reasonable expectations, or at least I'm not able to carry that out under pressure. And so I basically spent a good amount of time ignoring the app. I actually stopped wearing my pedometer for a couple of days just so that I wouldn't be tempted to put numbers in. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a better mindset to do the things I want to and need to do when I'm not constantly cataloging it. Because what would happen at the end of every day is I'm like, yeah, who cares that I did good in this area, but I still feel bad about not doing X, Y, and Z. And it's like, it's hard because, I mean, I'm already hard on myself to begin with. And so maybe if I dialed it down to just the things I need to do, for instance, if it was just tracking calories, just tracking steps, and like maybe some other more vague form of like, did you do a big exercise today? Like nothing, not all the dozens of things I had in mind that I'd like to hit, because day to day I have been feeling better now that I've stepped away from it for a bit. I mean, things are still hard. I still remember all the things I want to do, and it's still easy to, like, harangue myself over it. But at least it's not an omnipresent reminder. Because what was nice about it is that it's kind of like the Duolingo thing, where you get to see what your streak is, and you get to really, you know, be accountable and whatnot. And I think, at least at the current stage, I'm not really patient with myself enough to use a tool like that. Although I'd like to be eventually, I'm just not optimistic about getting there anytime soon. Things have definitely been hard lately. There's been some life disruptions over the last couple of weeks that have made this whole process even more arduous. I'm really feeling quite incapable, despite while doing more than I would be able to do before. But emotionally, I'm kind of in this midway point where it's like, I'm feeling happier about the fact that I've let go of some of the things that were dragging me down, and I am noticing a better mood and disposition from it. But I'm still, like, very much rattled by the pressure of the situation I'm in. And that is definitely still something to contend with. And, like, this week, when I've been going swimming, I haven't quite hit the target. I swam for around 20 minutes each time, twice this week, instead of swimming for 30 minutes like I had originally planned. And I know the goal is consistency. It's so much more important that I get there and I make an attempt than necessarily meet the minute per minute goals to focus on the numbers too much. But it is a challenge. It is definitely a challenge when you're trying to push yourself hard. I find it so incredibly challenging when you're trying to push yourself and, like, abstract things are getting in the way, because, you know, practical problems are very intuitive. You know, it's like, I need to get to a pool. Oh, well, I can't walk very far, so I'm going to find one I can bus to. Like, that was the dilemma in the first place. But now it's like, stress management is probably my biggest enemy at this point. And I don't know, I'm not very good at it. That's for darn sure. On the more optimistic side, I'm very excited to be below 400. I'm 12 pounds away, which I can conceivably lose this month, although the scale hasn't been as friendly to me lately as I like. I genuinely wonder what my past self would say to me at this stage of the process. I think I should go back and read my old writings, listen to my old recordings, watch some of my older videos, and just really think about how previous Gabriel would feel about me flailing at this stage, because I imagine it would be something along the lines of, you're so close, you're closer than ever, dude, you know, push forward, you know. And believe me, there is a bit of that driving me, but it's like, oh, it's so incredibly difficult. And, like, part of it, swimming shorts I wear to the pool right now, they're actually loose, and this is kind of great news in a sense, because way back in, like, the early 2020s, no, way back before 2020, I want to say 2018, I was wearing those shorts to go to the pool to try to, like, again, lose weight, be active, do the thing. I mean, in hindsight, there are so many things I would have told my past self about how to approach these problems. But, I mean, hindsight is 2020, as they say. So anyways, it's like these swim shorts had been with me for a long part of this difficult, arduous journey, getting as big as I was. And, you know, for not recently, but for quite a long time, they were too small for me. Like, when I first really started this journey of reversing the damage at 570 pounds, those swim shorts would not fit me. I would not really be able to get them on. And for quite a while, they were quite tight. Now it's like I'm at the point where they're loose because I've gone down two clothes sizes. But it's like, I'm in this weird point in the process where I guess you could say I'm getting a little afraid of the unknown. And I know this sounds completely weird and ridiculous. Things are changing day to day, slower than I would like. But when I really look back on like the last couple of months, how things have gone, it's really been quite rapid indeed, as many people around me seem to notice. But what I guess I'm afraid of is that things are changing. And I am very apprehensive about what those changes will do. For instance, I've talked about before, I have some body image issues. I'm very concerned about loose skin as I get down because let's just say the illusion that, oh, Gabriel will lose all the weight and look amazing, that illusion has entirely been shattered for me. I have a very, let's just say, very strong impression of how much extra skin I'm gonna have around me. And that does honestly make this hard because I guess I'm a little bit vain and I need to work on that. But like, I do have this problem where the aesthetics of where I'm going to end up basically cannot be a motivating factor simply due to the fact that it's not going to pan out that way. Now, there are other reasons I'm doing this, to be honest. If it was just about the aesthetics, I probably wouldn't have even begun this in the first place. The mobility crisis really was the trigger point for turning things around when I was realizing how close to immobile I was getting. And I guess that's kind of what's made a lot of this hard, is that I am terrified of quote unquote being useless. And I still feel it. Like, because of all the things I still can't do, I still feel a lot of apprehension and pressure over what I will and won't be able to do in the future, what I can and can't do now. All of that is really just a difficult whirlwind to deal with. And so, the other side of it, as far as body image issues are concerned, and this is also going to sound probably quite strange for people, but like, as somebody who's been substantially large, 570 pounds isn't a weight a whole lot of people get to. I guess I could say there's something really comforting about being large. Maybe it's completely deranged. Maybe this is just something I need to cure myself of. But I am a little concerned that as I lose the weight, I am definitely going to become smaller. The parts of my body that I'm used to being there aren't gonna be there. In some ways, that's great. I'll probably have a better range of motion when my own body isn't in the way. But the flip side of that, there's a little bit of a problem that once I'm, a smaller size, I'm worried about not being comfortable with that. And I think there's like a timing aspect, because like as these changes come in, they don't come right away. Day to day, I hardly notice a difference. And so I'm kind of trying to chillax about this, because like, I guess one of my biggest problems at this moment is worrying about things before they happen. But like, I'm already kind of there in some ways. Because for instance, when my arms were completely filled, they were quite large. And I'm already feeling, I don't know, a little sad, a little down about my arms not being as big as they used to be. And now it's just like a bit of skin hanging off it. And it's like, yeah, I'd certainly love to fill that back up with muscle. But I'm beginning to realize how completely unrealistic that is as an expectation or even a desire. Because, well, spoiler alert, my plan is not to completely go crazy on roids once I'm down to a normal size, because a big part of the motivation for this is health. And so, trading one problem for another is not really the scenario I'm aiming for here. But I feel, I guess you could say, the call to it, because there is a certain part of me that would absolutely love to replace all the fat in me, volume per volume, but more reasonably, probably pound per pound. With muscle, it's simply not going to happen. I have to let go of the fact that the body I'm going to have at the end of this. And to be fair, I mean, there's a long way I can go to improve and change once I'm done. Like, once I get down to my body weight, there are ways to put on muscle. You know, it's like, it's not going to be done that journey. I'm just beginning to realize that there are sane parameters that my expectations are still wildly outside. And who knows? Maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe I'll be way happier than I think. But I guess you could say I'm a little apprehensive, because some of this comes from the fact that I watch a lot of fitness content as a way of, like, keeping on track, reminding myself, focusing on these things. And the thing is, I definitely have been exposed to body types that I'm probably not anywhere close to reaching. As unshocking but silly as that sounds. And I guess that's the big thing that really gets me, is like, what I do know about how I'm going to change, at least visually, is not great. And the things that might be good, I currently can't quantify and understand. And to stick with today's theme of patience, I really do need to learn to be okay with, Gabriel, you're not gonna know what you're gonna look like at the end of this road. You're not really that close. In the most optimistic sense, I have lost probably half the weight I need to, but I don't think that's entirely true, because it depends on how much lean body mass I think is actually under here. And well, a DEXA scan is pretty pricey, and I might still be above the weight capacity to figure out. So maybe once I get below 350, which I am not that far from, all things considered, I may be able to get a better sense of where I'll end up, at least in a really vague sense. So to summarize, things are going well, but it's hard. I'm glad I'm near my current low as far as weight is concerned. I really am looking forward to punching below it, but it's taking time, and I have found some energy, some drive that I was worried about losing returning, as I've done little things to try to be more patient with myself. I have found it yielding results in other areas. I have found that as I lit off the gas of, like, personal pressure a little bit, I am better able to push harder and make, you know, basically just live the day-to-day experience. Because I think that's honestly one of the biggest parts of this challenge, is going through this day-to-day. And you kind of have to be okay with yourself throughout this process. From the beginning, when you start and you've made no progress, to even once you start making progress, but you're realizing, darn, this is hard to keep going, and all the way to the end. I know I definitely struggle for a severe lack of gratitude. I definitely need to appreciate more how far I've come. I feel like other people noticed it more than I do. That's for darn sure. I'm just so fixated on what's left to be done. I'm so fixated on how hard it is to keep going, that it is hard for me to take time to reflect on, wow, this is how far I've gone. Because, you know, my last milestone I published was being down 150 pounds. I'm closer to 160 now total, but it's like, it's hard. It's incredibly hard, because on some level, I made the mistake of doing the math, and that 160 pounds is about 25% of my total body weight at the highest. I'm like, so that's why I don't feel so substantially different. But like, it really is all up from here. The more I lose, the bigger a percentage that's going to become. And so I do expect being in this body to feel better. It just is hard being sick of it. I'm so sick of being fat after fighting with it for so long. And yeah, I've forgiven myself for getting this big, kind of. I certainly have remaining regrets associated with that. I have certainly not entirely made peace with the entire arrangement. But in general, I am no longer paralyzed by the shame, doubt, and guilt associated with getting this big in the first place, and being quite aware of the consequences. In fact, the biggest change I've noticed at the moment is that many of the mobility issues that I realize were the crisis that moved me to action on this are basically resolved now. You know, I can walk for an hour. I can go places. I can use public restrooms. Like, many of the logistics that kept me unable to go places and do things are basically solved. And I have found it quite gratifying to be able to, say, walk to the grocery store and get decent food and go home and make it and do all that in the same day. Because there was a time where doing one of those things would basically consume all of my capacity to do things. Like, the fact that I can actually do the entire loop of waking up, going to get, let's just say, eggs and meat or whatever, and then carrying it home, doing the cooking, doing the cleaning afterwards. The fact that I can do that entire loop is a big change. And if there's one thing I really, really need to be grateful for, is that now I have the opportunity of doing that. I now have way more control over my life that certainly was lacking just last year. And I don't know. It's so hard. It's so incredibly hard. Because I feel it day in, day out. I feel the pain. I feel the exhaustion of all the things I'm trying to do. And I really wish I could shut up my mind more. I really wish I could quiet the mind, but at least it's not getting in the way at the moment. At the moment, things are going well. They're progressing. I'm pretty optimistic, all things concerned. I'm finding it hard. I know I definitely need to find better supports for me in this journey. And so one of the things I've done is Steve Shaw of the Massive Iron Podcast. I really like his stuff. And he mentioned in one of his videos that he has a Discord community where people can like comment and ask questions. So I joined it and introduced myself. But the problem with, well, really any online community in the first place is that you really only get out what you put in. And so the problem is it's one thing to join a community and expect all your problems to be solved just by lurking. But I know for what I need out of this, I actually need to figure out how to engage. And I say figure out because it's like, there are questions, worries, fears that I need to figure out how I want to share and get, I guess, feedback on. And I don't know. I'm going to try to get involved. And I did, when I introduced myself, I post my weight loss graph and people were pretty happy with that. But it's like, I don't know. I'm curious how I can explain some of my fears in a way that won't be immediately dismissed with, "Well, buddy, it's hard, just do it." It's like I need to know how to better handle all these difficult feelings about the process. One of the things I'm finding hard about all this is that not only did I start, being incredibly large at 570 pounds, but here I am down 160, and I'm still incredibly large. I've still got so long to go. And I guess that's the part I think I want to try to find a group to share and connect with about. Because I don't know many people, well, I don't know anyone who is also in this situation. I don't know where to go to talk to people who understand it firsthand. And I guess that's kind of what I'm looking for. So the mission continues. Things are going well. There are new things I need to try. There are new things I need to keep continuing to do to maintain that ability. And really, above all, I need to be more patient and grateful. So thank you for listening. I'm sorry this wasn't super chipper. I do appreciate any thoughts you may have to share. I always do like it when somebody emails me and sends me a comment or gets in touch because I do like knowing that there are other people out there who at least have something to share, because I have certainly isolated myself in all this, maybe a bit more than I should have. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you all have an excellent one.